This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
I always just base my shit on what I listen to the most. It's not like one of those arguable things where it's like, oh, is this a better put together project? Right. I'm not fucking Billboard or Rolling Stone.
Right.
I base that shit off of what the fuck was.
You was going back to a lot.
Yeah,
like, you was like, man, I'm going back to this. I'm going back.
Number five. I got Kaz, Nothing Personal. Number four, I thought I could do it. LZI, Lead Poison. Number three, I have Royce da 5'9", Layers. Number two, I have Kendrick Lamar, Untitled. Number one, Kanye, The Life of Pop.
Number five, I have Kendrick Lamar, Untitled and Mastered. Number four, I have Black Milk, The Rebellion Session. Number three, I got Odyssey, Al Wasta. Number two, I have Royce da 5'9", Layers. And number one, I have LZI, Lead Poison.
Alright, so number five, I got Kate Renata's 99%. Number four, Kendrick Lamar's Untitled. Number three, Royce da 5'9"'s Layers. Number two is Blueprint's Vigilante Genesis. And my number one is Ulysses Save Yourself.
Ooh, wait, what'd you call him again?
Ulysses. Go ahead, man.
E-L-U-C-I-D. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Mike's stupid as hell. Go ahead.
Number five, I have Sadistic with Silo Sessions. Number four, I have Elucid with Save Yourself. Number three, I have Royce Layers. Number two, I have Audrey Osborne with Duo. And number one, Easy, Aesop Rock Impossible Kid.
You listed.
I guess we could talk about.
You can't mispronounce his number one album of the year.
I'm looking at him.
Everybody had Royce, right?
Yeah, it was weird. I think all three of us had it at number three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying all three of us had it at number three.
Okay.
You're the only one that had it different.
I was the only person that had Kanye.
You had a lot of.
I had it number one.
What? Where were you?
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out how to say it.
I say this shit right. Oh, hell yeah, then you listed.
Okay.
Like, Y-O-U-L-I-S-T-E-D.
That's what you said. So we'll see when the video comes.
I'm surprised you had this occurring. Probably the southern accent, man. You know, sometimes the words get a little thick in there.
If we did a top 10.
I'm looking at it. E. Go ahead.
Nah, B, ask me a question. Go ahead, B, ask it again.
No, as I said, I'm surprised you didn't have Denzel Curry in there.
I definitely considered him. But because it was top five, I feel like I could have squeezed
fuck
him.
Fuck Denzel Curry.
What'd
he
do?
Yeah,
I know. Like,
I am mad about this.
What happened? Yeah, he was a little salty.
He came at us.
Yeah, first he tweeted the review, he retweeted it or whatever. Then, like, afterwards, I guess after he watched it, he said it was worthless. So I was just like, oh, okay.
It is what it is. And, you know, I saw that comment section. People were saying, oh, I can't believe all of y'all hated it. Me and Mike liked it, and B thought it was okay. You're the only one that was kind of like, eh, I ain't fucking with it.
That shit is so annoying.
And even Denzel Curry himself, he looked at it the same way.
Yeah,
like, it's like, yo, like, this wasn't even like a negative review.
I feel like maybe he cut it off after
at the Ken's part. Yeah.
So he didn't even know that I liked it. So,
but it started off very positive with Ralph, though. Ralph.
But I know, but I'm saying, but then it got to B, and B wasn't very nice about it. Mm-hmm. He was making jokes about slam dunking. Mm-hmm. And then it got to Ken, and Ken just went off on a fucking ridiculous tangent. Mm-hmm. And then I think he cut it off after you.
It's possible.
I'm not saying I give a fuck because I think that's really juvenile.
It is.
But I think he cut it off after yours and he didn't know that another person liked it. If he'd watched the whole thing, he'd see it was only two people that didn't like it out of, you know, out of four.
Yeah, I think so.
And I didn't put it in my top five because these other projects I'm listening to a lot more.
So The Life of Pablo.
Yes.
Wow, that's a huge lead.
It's not. I think
you liked it that much during the review.
Yeah, I said it was one of my favorite Kanye albums. And then after I said that, I went back and looked at all the Kanye albums, and I'm like, shit, all of these shits are dope except one, which is Yeezus for me. So when I looked at Kanye's discography, I was like, damn, where the hell do I place this? Because it's definitely different, like an 808s or something like that. So I don't know where the hell I place it in my all-time Kanye's favorites, but yo, like, I enjoy this project. I listen to this almost every other day.
Wow.
Like, it's that dope to me. It really is. You know, there's a lot of different factors that go into, you know, at least for me, putting something into my list. Like, how hard did it hit? If it's brand new, I'm not saying that it's automatically I can't put it in, but it's like, did it really get me? Like, I didn't have to listen to like Good Kid, Mad City a whole bunch of times and be like, yo, this shit is gonna be top three regardless, as soon as I heard it. You know what I'm saying? But this new Chance coloring book, it was good. I fuck with it. But it just hasn't cracked my rotation like that. So, you know, it's one of those things.
So what do you like so much about Ulysses?
I definitely did the production, man, and you know, there's a lot of shit on here he's saying, like Bleach Water, like the end of the skit at the end, where, you know, it was kind of talking about, you know, the disparity in wealth, and he was saying like, yo, like as a black person, you know, if you're working and save your finances and blah, 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 you could, you know, get out. He was like, nah, like you gotta understand that they had an advantage. So so that song, I like the production on it. There was another one towards the end where he made a reference to like black on black crime. He was talking about that, and he was like, you know, you can't really say anything about that, you know, unless you've been in the positions that they've been. So there's a lot of shit that he's really saying on this album, including some of the stuff that, you know, he's went through himself, man. And I think the overall tone of it has a certain seriousness to it. And you think about where we are today and the stuff that we're dealing with today, you know, for the most part, that's kind of the stuff that I really navigate to. So
it sounds like your type of album.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it doesn't. That's why I'm surprised you like it that much.
Well, based on what he said,
it's extremely noisy.
Well, it's outside of the noisy, though, it's just based on the content.
Yeah, yeah. But content is one thing, but I'm saying aesthetically, I would not expect
some,
you to like
some of the beats on here. Yeah, but the
majority of them are very noisy.
You know, they really didn't. Quite, really bothered
I mean, I'm glad you liked it. I'm really glad you liked it. I'm just surprised you liked it.
What did it fall on your list?
Yeah, it was my number one. Because he's you know, he and Billy Woods, Arm & Hammer, Race Music they put out a couple years ago, Furtive Movements, two of my favorite albums from them. So, I mean, I really, you know, fuck with that. And that Race Music was my shit when that shit dropped.
This just sounds a bit different. That's my only thing. It's like it's not as conventional.
You just reviewed that, didn't you?
I just reviewed it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean,
don't act like you didn't see my review. Stop playing.
I haven't been on Twitter.
Like you don't
talk.
Like you don't be on my motherfucking channel. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't be all up in my motherfucking mix. You know
what's the channel? What's the channel again, Mike?
Mike C-Town, motherfucker.
Ain't nothing else, huh?
Ain't nothing else. Got done. Yeah, man, that album's incredible. It was tough though, because I had to kick off a couple of, like that knocked, it kind of knocked Death Grips off. I know people are going to be extremely like, this is the first time Death Grips has put out an album where it wasn't in my top five, I think. But it's a great album. It's just, I don't return to it that much because it's not that different than anything else they've done. So it's just like,
it'll probably make your top 10.
It'll make my top 10 easy. I was like, man, should I put this on? Me and you talked about doing a one-on-one review on it, Anderson .Paak.
Oh, yeah.
And this is for everybody.
I actually had that in my mind.
So for me, it was on mine, too. The only reason why I didn't put it on was because I felt it was more R&B than hip-hop. So did you guys feel the same way, and is that the reason why you guys didn't put it on? Because obviously, I think it was an amazing project.
No, actually, we kind of leave it on. I think Kitronata kind of moved it out. But you know what? Actually, I take that back. I think the reason why I put Kitronata on there, because it was more of an instrumental project, and Malibu was more of an R&B project when you listen to it. So, yeah, I take that back. I did switch those out because I did have it in there as number five, and I was just like, man, fuck it. You know, I'm gonna ride out with it. Yeah. We'll just have that, you know, debate.
Because that Black Milk album is actually an instrumental album. It's an instrumental album he did first, a live instrumental album that he did with his band Nat Turner. So, and I've been playing that shit. I play that shit at least once every other day. Like, I gotta play it. Like, I've been going back to that a lot. I'm surprised you had Elzai on there.
Why?
I don't know.
Had or didn't have?
No, he had him on there. Yeah, he had him on there. Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. I know you say you don't like the spitterific stuff. So
yeah,
it wasn't really spitterific though. They were content based. It wasn't like he was just rapping
exactly.
Rap.
Exactly.
Exactly. So there was a focus and point, and it was relatable. Right. Like to me, with those rappity rap type people, it's like you rapping. It's like okay, where like what does that shit mean to me? Like it has no meaning to me. I can't relate to it. But this Elzai project, he talked about a lot of different topics that
are stories.
Like, it's stories, and I'm like, damn, bro, I be feeling like that. Yeah. Hell yeah. Like, one of the dopest ones is the one you're talking about, the chicks Miss.
Miss.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is dope as hell, man. Like, I love shit like that. Because it shows me that you are creative, not just in a, like, scientific, sci-fi type of way, but you're creative that I can be like, well, shit.
Which is why you liked Royce, because it wasn't just terrific this time around. It was more story-based, though.
Exactly.
So ain't nobody listen to A$AP Rock's project, huh?
No, ain't yeah, sure. I listen to it.
Yeah, listen to it.
So behind, because I haven't listened to man. The Blueprint project with A$AP.
I didn't either.
I know. I have a feeling if I listen to it, I'm going to be like, fuck, that should be in my... Because, you know, I love Blueprint, man, but... Yeah, I haven't listened to ASAP. There's some other albums I haven't listened to yet. I'm just like so behind. Like I told you, I'm just so behind on listening to stuff right now.
ASAP's project is amazing.
It is.
It's amazing.
I feel like.
You see, I didn't even watch a review because I want to listen. I still want to listen. You know, listen to it first.
Did y'all not listen to that Lift project either?
Yeah.
That was on my five too, and I was like, fuck, I had to take that off. Mr. Lifts, Don't Look Down, that was on my list too, but it hasn't come. It'll be on my top 10, absolutely.
Yeah, Open Mike Eagle.
Open Mike Eagle. Yeah. Well, I don't know if that'll be on my... That project was good, but I like other Open Mike Eagle projects way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I kind of struggled with that one a little bit, because when I was making my list, I kind of was like, damn, let me... Open Mike Eagle, where would that kind of fall and rank?
Yeah.
And I went back and listened to it just to see, you know, maybe if I could get something out of it. And I do like it, but it just wasn't the same. Like you said, it just wasn't the same like the rest of the stuff that he's put out. It's still a good project. I like it. But, you know, in terms of my rankings, you know, it didn't get up there. How did you guys, like, when you guys put your... like list together, what was the determination for that? Replay value or
what I listened to the most?
That's
why my list ended up the way it was, because before I got here my list was different. Sadistic's album wasn't even on there, and it was just like it was almost like certain albums come out and you love them so much like you almost forget about them. Like it's almost like I forgot. And he puts out so much music lately that it's like I almost forgot that album even came out, but I was still listening to it regularly. And then when I finally, what happened was, I was at the house and I stopped and I was like, all right, let me just make sure what other shit came out in this year. And I was like, oh shit, Sadistic's album came out this year, not last year. Easily that's going on there. So I always just base my shit on what I listen to the most. It's not like one of those arguable things where it's like, oh, is this a better put together project?
Right.
I'm not fucking Billboard or Rolling Stone.
Right.
I base that shit off of what the fuck was.
You was going back to a lot. Yeah, you was like, man, I'm going back to this, I'm going back. Yeah. I think a lot of these, the five albums that I've listed were the albums that I went back to a lot. I went back to Kendrick Lamar's a lot. I went back to Odyssey's a lot. I went back to Black.
Yeah, I like that Odyssey tape.
Yeah, I went back to Royce and Ailes. Of course, Ailes. I'm pretty sure that was a no-brainer. I went to, because I'm still finding stuff for that Ailes. I'm like, this motherfucker, man. So
I haven't been back to Ailes since we were
I think I may have listened to it once.
Once more time. Yeah, I'm still like, because someone tweeted me, I'm like, yeah, I'm still finding stuff on that album that's like, this dude is crazy.
But yeah, I think when I have like these smart playlists set up in my iTunes that kind of filters out, you know, the hip hop and by the year and actually keep a playlist of all of the albums released this year.
That's smart.
And yeah, that way I don't have to go back and look for it. So for me, it was like there were some albums you just knew was in your top five, right? But those 3 through 5 or maybe 4 through 5, I'm like, damn, what else is out? So I just kind of go through there and just start looking. And then if I see the cover, I'm like, oh yeah, that shit was fire. I put that shit, because I listen to so much shit on a day-to-day basis. Sometimes I don't
catch up.
Yeah, I don't really go back. Yeah. And
I just start forgetting what came out this year. That's always my problem. I forget what albums came out this year versus last year. So maybe I should do that.
Especially with tail end albums that come out like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do my top 5 instrumental mid-year albums on my channel, so subscribe. And I still got 3 beat videos that I'm working on audio that I need to upload too, so be on the lookout for that on my channel. What about Pusha T, King Push?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's gonna be nice.
Did y'all like the Jay joint?
Drug Dealers Anonymous?
I have ears that work properly. So yeah, I like that shit.
I have ears that work.
Yeah. I mean, even Jay's verse, I was like,
Jay.
Yeah,
okay.
About time.
He can talk coke rap, man, all day.
When he did that, damn Daniel, got the white bands or something, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.